The Sound of Music is resonating around Orillia today as the 66th annual Orillia Kiwanis Music Festival has begun at St. Paul's Center. The music festival, mainly intended for youth, began Monday and runs until April 25. "Mainly we want to promote music," said festival president Don Haskins. "We also want to give music students of different backgrounds the chance to perform. Participants are judged and given constructive feedback by experts in the field. Every participant is given notes on how to work through some things," Haskins said. "The adjudicators are really good at emphasizing the things participants do well and helping them work on the things they need to work on while being very positive." Haskins says the goal of the Kiwanis Music Festival is to foster the love of music in local youth. "They may not go on to be professional musicians," Haskins said. "But we want them to continue to enjoy music, play music on their own and in small groups, and enjoy it for the rest of their lives." Brielle Yeo, 8, played the piano at the music festival on Wednesday afternoon. "I've been playing since I was 4, she said. "I like that it sounds nice and it's fun when it all comes together." Yeo says she enjoys learning and developing skills through music. "It helps build confidence," she said. "It helps me in a lot of ways and I really enjoy it. Being a part of the festival and receiving feedback from an adjudicator has made her a better musician," she says. "I learned how to improve my style," she said. "I also learned how to use my body more." This year, around 25 to 30 volunteers are on board to help ensure the event's success. "They are very important," Haskins said. "They help us set up and tear down many times over the 3 weeks as other events are happening at St. Paul's. Without the volunteers, we wouldn't be able to run. To continue the Kiwanis Music Festival for years to come, the festival is accepting donations this month, which can be made at St. Paul's Center or by clicking here. "We have to pay for the venues, supplies, the adjudicators, and their accommodations," Haskins explained. "We want the festival to continue and to help youth in their musical endeavors."